You punched some girl in the face? Is that what it was?
No.
What was it?
Some girl broke a lunch tray over another girl's head.
Oh, yeah. I always get those two confused. I was opening up a pudding, and it wasn't a snack pack pudding. It was one in like a little Tupperware container, and I could not get the lid off. So when I finally applied enough force, the entire container of pudding slid across the table and went all over this girl's face in front of me. Not in my class, luckily. She was in a different class. She was in a younger grade or something. And then we heard some good stories from people. One was talking about how annoying it is when recess, when they make you come indoors and play board games instead of doing any physical activity. You go, that's not really a lunchtime story, but, you know, it's okay, I guess. You can do it. What else were there? Do you remember any other ones? My brain.
Some dude got arrested for throwing a hamburger at some lady.
Oh, yeah. Hit her in the face with a hamburger, and she had a pickle stuck on her neck after he hit her with it. That's great. And you had one for us?
All right. When I was in elementary school, we were all sitting down eating lunch. I just finished mine, and I was finishing up the rest of the chocolate milk I had in my little carton. My buddy was sitting next to me, and he was sick. He had, like, a cold, so he started coughing, and he coughed up some phlegm, which landed on the table.
Oh.
And it grossed me out to the point where I vomited on the table, which caused two other girls at the table to vomit.
The vomit chain reaction. I've heard about this before, but I've never witnessed it.
It was something else. It was quite nasty. To this day, I can drink chocolate milk, but only in moderation.
Yeah, what's with kids vomiting? You know, that happens a lot. Have you noticed
that?
Yeah, I know. When I was in school, they were expanding the school, so they had one of those annex buildings outside.
Yeah.
And they put us in that, and we were watching some bad movie, like the original Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. And out of nowhere, this kid pukes, like, all over his hands, and he gets up, like, rah. And so he's going to go run toward the main building so he can get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, on the outside of this door, the door to this annex, was a handprint and vomit for about 3 months. It would not wash off.